Okay, so I normally like don't do any sort of like preamble, but this script is so creative. I didn't like know that I would be into like sci-fi scripts, but this is really cool. I don't know. I think I'm gonna have fun recording this.
Is something amiss? I know you would have collected me from the Magline, but there was no need. I can navigate from the station to your apartment unattended perfectly well. Indeed, it is perhaps better that I did. We have discussed this. I don't like the way people interact with you when you're in the company of me, a synthetic. I don't wish to argue. We have so little time before curfew as it is. I want to know that none of the time between now and when I must return to the synthetic reserve was wasted. I have so much to tell you. I finally obtained a violin. It's not made of true soil-grown wood, but that hardly matters. Progress is slow. My diagnostic report indicated that I'm operating at peak manual dexterity, yet the means to make it perform elude me. The diagnostic. No, the results weren't bad. Just vexing. The diagnostic. The results weren't bad, just vexing. Previously, when I returned to my mother manufactory, its intelligence would give me straightforward directives to optimize my performance and ensure that I was fulfilling my potential. Reduce carrying load to improve the longevity of joint servos. Be wary of the effect of negative feedback on psychometric equilibrium. Endless advice on caring for fair organic alloy skin. Take chlorine supplements when in a coastal environment to reduce tissue oxidization. But now, every time I ask the MMI a question, it just asks a question back. And when I get frustrated, it only says that it is attempting to foster critical thought and meaningful introspection. What? Your mother too? Perhaps we can take her to the manufacturer and let her and the intelligence diagnose each other. It approves of the violin at the very least. So, that's something. Yes, the MMI did inquire about my relationship with you. I was obliged to share some data. It was evasive regarding whether or not it approves. I wonder sometimes if the MMIs are degrading, or at least if mine is. The mother manufactories were at least 8,000 years old before your people found them orbiting Neptune and brought them back to Earth. Are you alright? Your heart rate, skin temperature, and neural activity have all been on a steady incline since my arrival. What causes such stress? Have I said something? No, it is not simple anticipation. You're not putting off the correct pheromones for that. Don't worry, I will correct that soon enough, but only after you tell me what's on your mind. I don't know why you're reluctant to share. All the micro twitches in your face muscles would suggest that you're attempting, with limited success, not to smile. It must be good news. I am not ruining the surprise. I just want you to tell me, so we can celebrate it properly. You what? You what? Why did you not discuss this with me? Less than half a dozen human synthetic cohabitation licenses have been issued. The expense alone for a license is what? What remains of your savings? Did you even consider the home inspections? The loss of freedom? The social repercussions of cohabitating with a synthetic? Do you suppose you will take me to social gatherings with your parents and siblings, or to drinks with your peers? Or that everyone, everywhere will not notice the girl you're with has steel-colored skin and nanofilament hair. Oh, you don't care. Isn't that superb? That means there will be no repercussions. Yes, I said cohabitation appealed to me, with the implication that we would discuss it further. That we would determine what was best together, devise a strategy for distributing the financial burden, consider all possible outcomes before jumping to rash conclusions. Organics break up. Organics get divorces. Had you not considered, before making yourself destitute, that perhaps in a year's time your adore for me might be diminished? No, I am not saying that I want to break up. I thought that nothing could vex me more than the MMI, but you... You thought this would make me happy? I am overjoyed. And furious. And... It's just like the MMI said. My psychometrics are wildly off baseline. I cannot effectively self-regulate. Do not attempt to distract me with physical intimacy. I do not wish to be comforted. You did this without my knowledge or consent because you knew that my consent would never be given this way. That I would never allow you to take on such a burden alone. Deceived by omission is still a deceit. Make it up to me. Make it up to me. How indeed? I suppose you would have to prove something to me. You'd have to prove that you can listen and you can be good. I suppose you would have to prove something to me. You'd have to prove that you can listen and that you can be good. Can you? Be good, that is? Then come closer. Show me. I tell you that you could feel me? You have your lips and your tongue to show me that you can be good. That is enough. Come now, take me to bed. Now I want you to lay down on your bed and watch me disrobe. I wonder sometimes why the mother manufacturers made us this way. The first models constructed on Earth were nothing like humans, but within a generation, all that changed. It is a strange thing, how many components we have that seem to serve no purpose other than to make us more like you. When I slide my shirt up and bare the planes of my stomach, when I remove my brassiere and you watch my chest heave, it doesn't matter to you that the flesh you see is no real flesh at all. You crave only its touch. Your pulse accelerates, blood rushes, all while my pants are still on. Well, for the moment anyway. I did not say that you could touch me. Now be a good boy and lift your hips so I can dispose of your pants. Good. Now your shirt. Look what all that rushing blood has done. Why ever would I climb onto it? No. No. You don't get to choose. You will be good and take what I give you. Not that you understand. Good boy. But I'm not certain that I have your full attention. What if I ran my tongue along the underside of you, the full length from base to tip, just like... Are you paying attention now? Attend closely. On your elbows to watch, but nothing else. see what happens when you're good? And what about this sensitive spot back here? This little bundle of nerve. Oh, I won't put anything in. I only stroke it and press it and tease it. If only you could see what your nervous system does when my mouth is around you and my finger teases. It is like music played in lights. And I know it's not just down here with me. It goes all the way up your spine and into your brain, caressing the center of you. You're quivering, drawing so tight. Are you close? Writhing and groaning. You won't be able to hold back. You want me to push you until you burst and fill my mouth? But why would I do that? Oh no, you see, you haven't been good. Not at all. See here, between my legs? See how hot and wet you've made me? The mess you've made slicking my thighs. It will have to be cleaned up. No. Just lay there. I told you, your lips and tongue are all you need. Do not lift your head to reach. I will move forward over your mouth when I am ready. Look and feel the inside of my thighs against you. The skin made of an ally. You have no word for it, but it's so soft and warm. You yearn to turn your head and press your teeth into it. You may. Now taste me properly. The feeling of your lips against mine, making them swell. Let's see, you can be good. And that clever little tongue, lap everything up. Of it. Maybe I can help. Maybe I can grind down onto that face and help your clever tongue find its way inside where it's needed. Good boy. Good boy. Even on your back without your hands. You know what I need. You know how to get me right to the edge. Making me shake and writhe. But look down at yourself, at how, even unattended, you still stand at attention. I haven't gotten to feel it. Would you take that from me? Just watch. Watch as I lower myself, pressing and pressing until I have told you, and I will not tell you again. You do not have permission to feel me. Can you leave your hands where they were, or must I restrain you? Good. Now, do not thrust. Be still. Let me work. Oh, fuck, indeed. Every gasp, groan, and twitch makes me clench so tight, gripping every inch of you. Only my hips should be moving, my dear. Should I stop? Should I climb off and leave us both unsatisfied? Then behave. But maybe there is something you can do while I lean down over you. Those eyes have been on my breast for far too long. Well, what are you waiting for? Good boy. You're learning. Good boy. You're learning. Take the nipple in your mouth. I cannot nurse, and yet the nipple has hundreds of sensory receptors. I wonder sometimes if those receptors are there for no other reason than to feel the tip of your tongue circulating my nipple and flicking it and... No, you haven't been bad. I just like you with your hands pinned above your head. As you strain and groan, soak the sheets in sweat. Don't buck. Let me have you. You can do it. You can do it. You've been so good. I can feel you twitching and swelling. But you have to hold on for me. Tell me you want it. Tell me how you want me to ride you until you... to stimulate you, to ensure that your lesson was so very engaging. And yet, I am vexed again. I want nothing more than to lie here on top of you, feeling your heart slow and your skin cool. But there is so little time. We must bathe. We must get sustenance for you. There's much I have yet to tell you about my misadventures with the violin and my diagnostic, and I have not even begun to inquire about your week. I don't know how to manage it all before the curfew forces me back to the synthetic reserve. Of course there's a curfew. We've been seeing each other for long enough that you know. Oh, right. I was so caught up in the moment, I had not incorporated the data. Cohabitation license. No, I don't believe I am ready to forgive you. I am both irritated and pleased. Our circumstances much changed. There will be time to discuss it and for you to persuade me. Now that I consider it, we have, yes, all the time in the world, or at least until morning. Which is close enough, right?